It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The Afropunk Festival draws thousands to Brooklyn every summer. It's a celebration of innovation both in music and in fashion. You've probably seen some photographs online, perhaps colorful, bright, vivid colors, chic fabrics. The Afropunk Festival has expanded, though, to all kinds of other international cities, and one of them is Atlanta. This weekend, the festival makes its debut here. Afropunk's Carnival of Consciousness begins Friday, and my guests are part of that lineup. Alex Bell and Isis Valentino make up the Atlanta-based duo Saint Beauty. Alex is the lead vocalist. Isis sings and plays the guitar and bass, and they're in our studio for a special performance. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
People talk about certain bands that are great in a festival. Like they point to, you know, say Queen's iconic performance and say these are people who knew how to own a stage in front of thousands. But what is it? What makes that difference?
Having a band behind us helps a lot. It really gives us that drive and pumps us up to, you know, really own the stage.
Do you have to change, do anything to getting your energy up? Do you have to go run a mile or something to try to get your energy ready to perform to a stadium?
I mean, we rehearse in front of a big mirror, too, as
well. Wow, really?
Yeah, so that helps a lot for us to see ourselves when we're performing and, you know, feel comfortable with the movements that we do and, you know.
Yeah, with the band, it gives us a lot more freedom. So, like, I don't have to play as much or, you know, I can just kind of, like, come in when I want to or just, like, we just have more freedom when there's a band. And obviously when there's more people, the energy that comes with it, like, that's just a different, it's just a different feel. Right. So doing an acoustic set is great. It gives people more of an intimate moment with us. But I love, like, performing in front of, like, the crowds because it's a lot of fun. And the energy, like I said, is, like, amazing.
Yeah. Do you feel like you guys are going to have to continue liking each other in order to keep the band going?
Yeah, I mean, we liked each other since the beginning.
But there have been some pretty famous fights between band, and especially when you start touring, that's a lot of time with the same person, right? I don't even know if I would like my own son with that amount of time you spend in close quarters with someone. That's difficult. I mean, do you ever wonder about how to keep that relationship healthy?
Just communication. And one thing that helps a lot is we have the same sense of humor. We'll laugh at something that somebody else will think is so weird and stupid, but we'll both just be cracking up at it. So, I mean, that's one thing that, like, really keeps the relationship going is our sense of humor. And
we give just each other
our communication.
Space.
Yeah, we give each other space.
We treat each other how we want to be treated, pretty much. We're kind of not the same people, but, like,
have similar mindsets of relationships.
Yeah, like, so we understand, like, okay, she may feel this way right now. Let me, like, chill out. Let me back up. Right. And, like, we've never really had, like, a huge argument. Like,
yeah.
Actually, we've been working together for 5 years. Yeah, and we haven't had, like,
a big blowout or anything.
Yeah.
You paid a visit to the GPB Performance Studio and played some songs for us. Let's listen to one of them now. This is called With You.
I don't care. I go where you're not there. 'Cause I don't hear the love in your smile. I'm tired. I would be there. 'Cause all these tears I cried, they weren't worth it. And for so long I believed all those lies. You lied. And now I'm reassured. With you I was crying and lying, denying. I'm glad that you're gone. And now I'm laughing and clapping and singing. I'm glad With you I was crying and lying, denying. I'm glad that you're gone. And now I'm laughing and clapping and singing. I'm glad that we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
That is Saint Beauty from their performance in our GPB performance studio. The song is called With You. So you guys were both playing. You guys were both musicians before you met. How did you think your sound changed? Did it change you as all that the pairing of the two of you together, did that change your individual musicianship?
It just worked out for us.
Yeah. I mean, alone, individually, we're strong, but together, we're much more stronger.
Yeah, we met at, we used to work at a vintage store in College Park.
Yeah.
And they used to have shows, like, in a basement. And so Alex was like, hey, do you know anybody who could play guitar? Like, I have a song I want to perform. I was like, hey, you know, I could try. You know, I was just, like, learning chords. And we got together and she would like just like, oh, I have this song idea. And I was like, make chords for it. And it kind of made like Saint Beauty sound.
From then on, we just started to come together more and write together and collaborate on things. And we just decided to become Saint Beauty.
You guys have started to take off. I always find it funny when they say this sudden meteoric rise. But I mean, you guys have been playing together for years. You guys, nobody can see your side eye over the radio, Isis. Just so you know. I just always find it ironic when people say things like that. They burst onto the scene when you guys have been playing together for years. But I wonder what this feels like for you when you finally do start to get traction. What's that experience like?
I'm just thankful. You know, I didn't expect anything when we took that leap of performing together for the first time. It wasn't it. There weren't any expectations. We were just doing it because we loved doing it. We loved doing music. So to have these opportunities is a blessing.
Let's hear another song from your set from the GPB Performance Studio. This is called Going Nowhere.
Hands in the air, like I don't care, running free, just being me. Going nowhere. We're lying down, side by side. Don't make a sound, enjoy the ride. Good going nowhere. Oh,
The name of that song is Going Nowhere. The group is Saint Beauty, and they're my guest today. And earlier, they performed for us in the GPB Performance Studio. So you were talking about, one of you mentioned the Saint Beauty sound. What is that sound? What do you think of as the Saint Beauty sound?
I don't feel like you can put a label on art. I mean, our music, I feel like our music is it's art. And I remember this one guy came up to us after a show, and he said, our music sounds like floating through outer space underwater. And I was like, wow, that's exactly what I feel like our music sounds like. So that's, I mean, that's how I'm going to tell people what our music sounds like from now on. It's just floating through outer space underwater.
Trying to think about, yeah, I mean, that's a, it's not a bad description. It's not a bad description. So when you first started, have your goals changed from those first moments when you said, hey, let's try this out and see where it goes, and what those goals were? Have they changed now, 5 years later?
They're pretty much the same, but there's a different perspective on things now because of how many people are looking at us. Not to say like the whole world is looking right now, but I remember we did like a performance in Atlanta, like at a fashion show like a while ago. And there was a girl, like she came up to us and like she was like crying and she was like, oh my God, like you don't understand how great it is to see you guys perform, because at my school, people like me, like they're so afraid to be themselves, and like to see you guys like just free and just do it, you know, just being who you are. Like that, I feel so much better about myself. And it was like, what? Like, how? I never thought, you know what I mean, that anything like that would come from playing guitar and singing songs. And that made me feel like a better human being. And I just want to like make sure I stay feeling that way, like I'm helping people. And that's pretty much like how I've been. That's kind of the space I've been in now, just like wanting to like give more and making sure that as many people are inspired like she was. That's really I feel like that's both of our goals, but that really hits home for me.
Who fulfilled that role for you growing up?
I love like Stevie Wonder. He definitely hit like a spot for me, like just perspective on life, love, just the beauty of things, like the fact that he can't like so-called see beauty, but he can like communicate it so well, like with music.
Isn't she lovely? And
yeah, it's like so beautiful. Like it's like, wow, like you're amazing. And it makes you want to like really take your craft seriously. And he's just an amazing human being. It's just
Alex,
love.
Who filled that for you?
Well, I listened to so many people growing up and I was inspired by so many people. But one person that really inspires me now, Nina Simone, because she was so real with her artistry. Like she was a full-blown artist because she wrote about everything that she felt, and she wasn't afraid to show who she was. She wasn't afraid to show who she was through music, through absolutely everything. And that's something that I'm really inspired by, is just being completely real with myself and real with everyone else. So that's one person that really inspires me.
Before we go, can I ask you a little bit about the music business? Because there has been so much discussion from really top level artists like Jay-Z about the fact that the current music business is unfair to musicians and that it's difficult for people to break through. And I wonder if you have concerns about that, or if you have strategized on how to maintain success and maintain your musical soul.
Well, we recently came to some realizations and we really feel like we are in control. That's something that we always have to remember, is that we are in control of our destiny. No one else is. And, you know, that's just the one thing that we always have to keep in our minds when we're working, when we feel like when we're discouraged or anything. We just have to remember that we are in control of our destiny.
Alex Bell and Isis Valentino are Saint Beauty. You can catch them perform this Friday at the Afropunk Carnival of Consciousness in Atlanta. That's our show for today, but as always, we'd love to hear from you, especially when it comes to music in Georgia. And who is your favorite act from the Peach State? We want to know, and we'll take a listen to some music. You can call us at 404-500-9457. You can also tweet us. You know how to find us. We're on Facebook as well. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Once more, here's St. Beauty with the song Americlones.
1, 2, 3. I was told we are controlled by society. I guess I'm different because they can't get a hold of me. They tried to break me down, but one day soon they will see that I got too much confidence and security. Knock me down, I'm getting up, I don't care, show no love, but I will always show love. But this gift given from above, make me feel like I'm alone. Try to get inside my dome, regardless of the salt you throw. I've never been a Americlone. I've never been a Americlone. I've never been a... Time has passed and I just laugh cause my life is great. But you make me dwell on the mistakes I have made. But I just move on with the biggest smile on my face. Cause all you're really ever good for is throwing shade. Knock me down, I'm getting up. I don't care, show no love. But I will always show love. With this gift given from above. Make me feel like I'm alone. Try to get inside my dome. Regardless of the salt you throw, I've never been a Americlone. I've never been a Americlone. I've never been a... You don't have to be what they want you to be. Oh, just be original.